just think there's something wrong with you, because you start picking on what people do, how people behave, how people are. Then you look inside your head and everything's wrong. Everything's a big mess. It's like a labyrinth. So you pull a thread and it ties another thing. And
there are many different types of mental illness, from depression, personality disorders, schizophrenia.
People with disorders in some ways, a brain tumour, something that's wrong with them mentally, so it could be a personality issue, so they may not be able to speak to people.
In psychiatric terms, mental illnesses are broadly divided into psychoses and neuroses, and psychoses are things like schizophrenia and bipolar disease that are thought to be more inherent and genetic, whereas neuroses are things like anxiety and depression and OCD that are probably have less of a genetic component to them. But that probably isn't a very valid distinction, because probably both types have a bit of each.
Depression is you're concentrating on things that have happened and that you can't change, whereas anxiety is worrying about something that might happen.
Disease of the mind, just as disease of the body, it's something that can be treated or cured or contained, just like other diseases can.
The modern view is that it is caused by a mixture of inherent genetic traits and environmental influences. So there are some people who would probably never get a mental illness, whatever awful things happen to them in their lives, and other people who get severely mentally ill when nothing much has happened in their lives.